All right. Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and start our first press conference here following our Daytona 500, which was won by William Byron, driver of the number 24 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. We have now been joined by Rick Hendrick, Jeff Gordon, and Rudy Fugel. First of all, congratulations on the win. Thank you to all three of you for joining us. In the interest of time, I'm not going to do an opening. So if you have a question, please go ahead and raise your hand, and let's go ahead and get started. Bob, thanks for kicking us off.
Bob Pockrest, Fox Sports. For Rick, William said before the season that he had a chip on his shoulder because he felt they hadn't gotten the credit they deserved last year. Did you see that, and do you want him to have a chip on his shoulder?
Absolutely. I mean, he won more races than anyone last year, and I think this guy right here helps him with the chip, Rudy. But I like the way he's approaching this year. He's, you know, he's done a lot in the short time he's been in the sport. And so winning the Daytona 500 now, is that's something that he'll always carry with him. So it's exciting to see and think about the future with he and Rudy together, because he's just done an awesome job everywhere.
Okay, we'll continue with questions. Okay, go ahead. Up here with Seth, please. We'll start.
Seth Egger, KickingTires.net. This question is for both Jeff and Rick. It's often said that this is the Super Bowl of NASCAR and that drivers will give up anything to win this race. In your experience, why is that?
Well, I mean, because how big this race is, it's the, you know, the biggest single event that you're going to race in stock car racing and in a driver's career, and one of the biggest races in the world. And, you know, what today is reminding me of, it's been, what, a decade since Hendrick Motorsports has won the Daytona 500. And through those years, I think what we've, you know, gained the appreciation more so than ever is how difficult this race is to win, and all the different things that have to line up in order for you to win it. And then also how exciting and fun and amazing it is to win it and to see these guys celebrate. That's what it's all about. So when you know those things, and William's been around the sport long enough to see it not go that way, then yeah, you're hungry for it. You're trying to make all the right moves, you know, all the right decisions to put yourself in position, the team as well. And they did all that. But at the same time, the end of these races, the way that they unfold, especially the speedway races and the way the draft works, you just put your foot on the floor and wait for the checkered flag or the white flag, you know, to wave, and whatever comes in between that, that's your role and your job.
All right, Jenna, go ahead.
Thanks. Jenna Fryer, AP, congratulations to all of you. My first question is to Rudy. William said that was a really long lap and a half, and he didn't know that he won, but you came over the radio and indicated otherwise. How did you know?
Yeah, just heard it pretty much behind us from the I think it was the MRN right on the radio on the big on the loudspeaker as well. I heard it first, so
you just took their word for it.
Yeah, for sure.
My second question is, Jimmy Johnson said after the race how William used to trick or treat at his house. Did he trick or treat at your houses as well?
I don't remember him coming to my house, but I do remember when we signed him, Jimmy said he showed up with a pillowcase at trick-or-treating. So it's pretty special to see him win this. Tonight he told me, he said, I never thought I'd race here, and now I've won the Daytona 500. So pretty special. It was funny seeing Jimmy out there tonight and not being in one of our cars. That felt really weird.
It was a little weird for us too, Mr. H, because one time we might have so that he was in the 48, and it wasn't, obviously. So, all right, if we can get a mic over here, please.
Brett Baldeck with Motorscape.news. Rudy, this is for you. So we have something in common. We're both from little small towns outside of Rochester. So what does it mean to be a Daytona 500 winner coming from Livonia, New York?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've got a great family. I grew up in a salvage yard working on cars, and that's all we've ever done. And tiny little town. I don't know that there's many Daytona 500 champions in Western New York, let alone anywhere near Livonia, Rochester, New York. So I'm blessed to work with this group of gentlemen next to me and with William. So I'm just proud and can't wait to get home someday and show it off.
All right, we'll go Chris over here.
Yeah, I have a question for Jeff over here to your right. If you would so indulge me, by the way, my childhood dream was to see you in the Daytona 500, so this is pretty dang cool. My question is, how does this compare to the three times that you won as a driver? Are there similarities and differences you can point to?
I think Rick will tell you, it's certainly not the same as being in the driver's seat, but we've been able to celebrate some big wins and championships together, and I think our excitement and my excitement being, on this side of it and seeing these folks, how hard they work, and just seeing our people, how they, rally around the teamwork that goes on. And it just makes you appreciate it so much more when you know that this is a company win. This is a team effort. I might not have been driving the car tonight, but I felt like I made every lap with our guys, especially with the 24 and with William and those closing laps when he was, out front. And to me, when I found out that they had won, I honestly was about as excited as I ever was when I was driving.
Does the fact it was the 24 out of all the four cars make it any more special for you?
I try not to be biased, but William's making it hard on me. it is 2024, the 24 is always going to be very, very special to me. But what I love the most is seeing him make it his number and building that fan base, not only of the 24 fans been around for a long time, but his own fans. And that's a win like this, my gosh. I mean, this is going to elevate that up to the next level and bring a whole lot more new fans to the sport and for William. So that's what I get excited and look forward to.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, we're going to go Davey, Ryan, Zach, Jerry, Shane. Okay, go ahead.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. To your guys' right down here in the first row. Alex seemed to think that you guys may have put a little bit more effort in terms of race speed in your guys' four cars as opposed to qualifying speed, given that you guys were on the pole for six straight years, whatever it was. Is there anything to that? Can you guys speak to the preparation that you guys had coming into this week, not just for you guys, Rudy, but for the entire organization?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working really since pretty much I've gotten to Hendrick. This is the start of year four, but that's been the key, is how do we race better? So, and sometimes it takes a little while, but it's because you only do it six times a year if you count Atlanta, but really four times a year. So, we've been picking at it a little bit here and there. And we've told Aga at the end of last year in the playoffs, it was 400 cars up front at the end. We didn't get the win, but it's showing off. It's the whole company working towards winning the Daytona 500. And we'd like to get the pole as well, but 500 was the number one goal for sure.
And Rudy, you were telling us out there that, you guys want to be champions of more than just the championship this year. Daytona 500 champions, Coke 600 champions, big races, big events. Where does that come from? Does that come from the gentleman sitting next to you there? Is that an internal goal with you and the 24 team?
I think that's William and I, and obviously it's leadership from above as well. But, last year we proved that, I think we proved year after year that we're winners now, but now it's time to be champions. So Daytona 500 champions, and like I said, the World 600 champions, those big races, are we're setting our eyes on those and winning the championship at the end of the year.
All right, we can get a mic to Ryan McGee, please.
Thanks. Jeff, a lot of people watch this race that don't normally watch NASCAR racing. And a lot of them were going to go, well, now that guy was involved in that big crash earlier. How did he end up winning the race? How do you explain that to people that don't normally watch NASCAR racing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that were taking place, at that moment. I mean, there was, you had what was happening up there, the first two with Ross and with Keselowski kind of trying to battle to get position for the lead. And everybody behind him is just pushing and shoving, and it was time to go, honestly. I think that, you know, you watch this race, and throughout the whole race, you go, well, these guys, you know, are minding their, you know, kind of their P's and Q's and doing everything the way they should, and that's because it's not time to go yet. You know, it's time to make the strategy play out. It's time to put yourself in a safe position, but also in as good a track position as you possibly can, and execute the pit stops. And then when you get to the past that final pit stop, then it's time that, you know, you're just going to make all the best decisions using every you know, amount of information from your spotter and your team that you possibly can, and just instinctively. And I think, to me, what I saw was our teams were our guys, like our drivers, all the Chevy guys, I thought worked well together. But it was great to see Alex pushing William to try to get him to that lead, and that's exactly what you want those guys to do. Unfortunately, at that time, there's just a lot of movement, and so William's trying to, you know, make that move of that one little gap. And you know, when Alex gave him a little nudge, that's all it took to turn him and you know, make contact with those guys. But to me, that's just racing. That's just a product of this type of racing that happens.
All right, we'll go to Zach.
Zach Sturdiola, NASCAR.com. Jeff, for you, on Wednesday you said that you really wanted the four current guys to be able to experience a win like this. To see William in victory lane, what did you see him doing? Was he soaking it in? And just what's the excitement level of a guy like him being able to celebrate a moment as big as this one?
Well, Rick beat me out to the start-finish line. I think the whole team.
And I got a bad look.
I've never seen him look so young as the way he was just jumping up and down and excited. But so I kind of missed that first moment with Rudy and the guys and Rick out there at the start-finish line and William. But when I finally did get to William, I mean, it's just the youthfulness and excitement and exuberance was just off the charts. And it's funny, I see it reminds me so much, you know, of these moments that I've been able to experience, but to see it through him and through the team is so cool to me, because I see him like just super excited. And then, you know, you're going through the motions, you got certain things you have to do, interviews and pictures. And then all of a sudden you could just see him go, oh my gosh, like I just won the Daytona 500. And then the excitement ramps right back up.
All right. Our next question will go to Shane.
Hey guys, Shane Connick, Charlotte Observer. So Rick, William's success last year speaks for itself. And now he's adding Daytona 500 winner to this resume. And as he continues to etch his name into NASCAR history books, what is it that you notice about him, you know, not even just his success on the track, that's making him, you know, a star for the sport?
You know, I think when you look at his work ethic and this guy sitting beside me, they're a lethal combination. And the confidence level between both of them, it's amazing. And William puts in the work. I mean, that's all he thinks about. He's in the simulator. He's watching tapes. He has worked so hard. People don't realize how much time he puts in, but bringing Rudy on gave him that confidence because they were so successful in the truck series, and man, they just picked up and clicked. And when you think about his age and how smart he is and how he races like a guy that's been doing it for a long time, doesn't make many mistakes, but he eats and drinks and sleeps winning. And he puts in the work. And I think Rudy can attest to that. But the guy is I've never seen anyone any more dedicated putting in the work than he does.
All right. We'll come up here and give microphone to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net. Rick, last week you had your own personal private flyover during one of the events that we had here. And then the rains fall yesterday to push the race to today for your 40th anniversary of you know, the first race of Hendrick Motorsports. Yeah. You know, everything seems to be going really right for you today. Can you just comment on how everything came together?
You know, I guess it's been a drought winning this race. We led a lot of laps, and I just refused to get excited. And I was standing there when it was over, wondering, did we win it? Was it a one more lap. Did the caution catch us? When they were lined up, I thought we had a great shot. You know, when I think back 40 years and coming down here and feeling like I didn't belong, seeing Junior Johnson and the Petties and Wood Brothers, and, man, here we were with five full-time people and no sponsor, and finishing the top 10. And but to win this race, I guess since it's been 10 years, Jeff, 10 years?
Yeah.
I forgot how thrilling it really is, because the disappointment of coming off of four leading and getting crashed, it's hard to put in words how I feel about NASCAR, the sport, and being able to participate in it, and now tying, I guess, all the all-time record for wins here in the 500. I think it's going to sink in next week a little bit more. But, yeah, the flyover was pretty cool the other night. But, no, I'm in awe of how hard it is to win this race. And I'm just so happy for William and Rudy and the organization, and to see Alex finish second. That was great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and make our way shifting to William this time. But a big thank you to all three of you for joining us. We send lots of congratulations to you for this win. And I know Rick touched on this, but and it is included in the Fast Facts, but Hendrick Motorsports does tie Richard Petty Motorsports Petty Enterprises for the most wins here at Daytona with 9.